is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's STEAM Week in Douglas County, in place through the end of the week into early next week. We're going to talk about just exactly what STEAM means. Gwen Soderberg-Chase is the Executive Director of Douglas County Partners for Student Success. Gwen, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. Love to tell the story about STEAM education in Douglas County.
Well, I guess the first question, because I can't presume that everybody's heard it, because folks are newer to the area and educational terms change over time. Just exactly, well, actually, before we get to STEAM, talk about Douglas County Partners for Student Success. What's that group about?
Okay, so Douglas County Partners for Student Success started about 8 years ago with support from Oregon Community Foundation. And what essentially it is it's a group of partners from across the county that have come to the table to work out some of those challenges that we know all of our youth are experiencing as they move from cradle to career. And our intent is to be able to work with various agencies in the county to make sure that we're providing all the supports kids need to be successful. And in particular, eventually leave high school with a plan for their future. And they have had the opportunity to remove as many barriers as possible along the way to make that possible.
So then let's move to STEAM. Just what exactly does STEAM mean?
Okay. So STEAM education gets very focused on basically that integration of what might be known as separate disciplines, science, technology, engineering, artful innovation, and math. However, what we really want to emphasize is the integration and the building of the thinking skills that, such as critical thinking, problem solving, then the collaboration skills, the teamwork, again, artful, creative innovation, how all of that comes together to solve problems, to meet challenges, and work through the various barriers that we need to work through to get to our future.
So how long has STEAM been around as an educational emphasis?
So actually, STEAM education has been around for decades. I remember back in the day when I was a chemistry teacher at Roseburg High School, and that was back in the 80s. We had a lot of conversations around STEM education and STEAM education. However, it just was out there, and it wasn't until about 7 years ago that our state legislature here in Oregon decided to get behind the more intentional development of STEM and STEAM education in the state of Oregon, that we've been put in a position to actually be, actually there are 13 STEAM hubs in Oregon right now. We cover most of the geography of Oregon and provide those support services that we believe our families and our educators need to deliver quality STEAM education.
Around here, it's known as STEAM. Other places, I've heard it as STEM. Explain the difference there.
Right. So that's a great question. Obviously, when we first thought about the possibility of putting together what is known as a hub in Douglas County, there were a lot of voices around the table that knew that there were some options about whether or not we would be a STEM hub or a STEAM hub. And we came to a very definite conclusion that we wanted to include that letter A that represents the artful innovation that ties together all of the work around the other disciplines. What's been kind of fun to watch is that the transition from thinking about it as STEM education to STEAM education has actually grown. And more times than not in Oregon now, you hear about it as STEAM education rather than STEM education.
When I first hear the word art, immediately what comes to mind is somebody painting a picture, literally. But
yes,
you take art to mean something a bit broader, right?
Right, exactly. We look at it more of that in that realm of innovation, creative thinking that needs to come into play when you're working to engineer the answer to a problem or to approach a challenge that you might have with creativity, as well as working with the facts and figures that might be about solving the problem.
As technology has evolved and education has changed and the world is really a much different place, I would think a lot of the career options that are out there, a lot of things kids can do as they start to think about their adult future, really tie into these areas more and more.
Absolutely. Yes. And in fact, as we work with our various business and industry partners in Douglas County, it's very easy to tie virtually all careers into what STEAM education is all about. Certainly the natural resources, healthcare, of course, high tech businesses, that those are the front line and the obvious ones, but you can start to see STEAM education in any job that somebody is preparing themselves for, with our emphasis on the critical thinking and the problem solving and the teamwork that goes along with it.
And it sounds like you've got a lot of different groups around the county involved. Talk more about who some of those are and how they got tied into this.
Okay. So I'll go to the theme of this week. We have for the last 7 years picked a week in the month of May and have announced it as STEAM Week. We share this week with all the other STEM hubs across the state of Oregon. So we've worked together to put together activities for our families and kids to participate in. Last year and this year has been a little different because of our virtual environment that we live in. But what we really like to do during STEAM Week is to highlight our partners who deliver STEAM education to our kids and families on a regular basis. So some of our partners that are involved this year include the Roseburg School District. Several teachers are highlighting STEAM education in their classrooms. We have several of our libraries that are doing various different kinds of events. I know that there is a series of events going on in the Glendale Library during this week. And some also happening in the Riddle, Canyonville, Sutherland area. We have the Boys and Girls Club, who adopted the notion of STEAM education several years ago, and now for several years have done STEAM summer camps, but that has that has moved into their year-round activities for kids. And this week in particular, they're really highlighting various different activities around STEAM education. One of the events that's getting a lot of attention this week is actually over at the Eastwood Nature Trail. And Jeff Plummer, big shout out to Jeff. He is a contracted staff member for our hub, and he put together a Google sites, a website that emphasizes the Eastwood Nature Trail. And you can access that site through a link on our website, as well as a QR code that are on some posters over at Eastwood. And they're inviting the public to go on the weekends, not during the week when kids are there, but on the weekends, to go through the trail and listen to the stories of the different parts of the nature trail. And in many locations along the trail, people can listen to the kids of Eastwood School actually telling the story of the nature trail. So it's an awesome integration of work that's been happening in our community for years over at Eastwood, and then the involvement that the kids are having also in the work.
We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back with Gwen Soderberg-Chase on STEAM Week, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. alongside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. State Representative Cedric Hayden will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. It is STEAM Week through the 16th. Gwen Soderberg Chase with us, Executive Director of Douglas County Students, Douglas County Partners for Student Success. There we go. Gwen, you were just starting out to talk about some of the events. The event at Eastwood, particularly fascinating. Even the idea of a QR code for going through a facility like that. I mean, there's something that's a very obvious example of the STEAM and the new technology just by itself.
That's right. That's right. So we tell our story now through technology, and certainly this last year and a half has reminded us of how technology is essential to keeping us connected together. I really highly invite people to find their way over to Eastwood Nature Trail this coming weekend and bring your phone with you, because that will be your way to hear the story of what's happening along the trail. But it allows people to get out there on their own, not have to necessarily have a tour guide with them, but to take advantage of the story that's already been told, and they can hear it through technology, through our little computers that we walk around with.
Number of things that are happening around the area. Tell us about more of some of the things, both in person and virtual.
Okay. So one of the other partners that has come on to the work of STEAM education is the Elkton Education Center. I was out there on Saturday to get a little more familiar, again, with what they have to offer. But they have their butterfly pavilion that's present there, as well as some native plant garden. I know this past weekend they were selling some plants as part of a Mother's Day celebration, but that place is a constant location of STEAM education. And one of the things that is a real highlight for the work that they do is that they, particularly in the summer months, hire student interns to learn the career skills that are associated with tending to the garden, tending to the butterfly pavilion. And then they also do have students that are working in their food service area. But developing those early career skills, which is also another one of those areas of work that we do as the STEAM Hub. Wildlife Safari is part of our celebration this week, and we help them put together some owl pellet kits. So you can go out and get an owl pellet along with a magnifying glass and some tweezers and a guide for what you need to do to explore what's inside that owl pellet and find out what the owl ate a while back in their lives. But there's actually, we put a little map inside the kit that will help kids and families to identify the bones of animals that have been eaten by the owl for dinner in past days. But obviously, also, Wildlife Safari is a perfect local example of where people on a daily basis are using skills developed through STEAM education to tend for the animals and tend for the landscape that is out at Wildlife Safari. They're also this week, and I don't have the calendar with me, but Wildlife Safari has been an amazing partner doing virtual field trips for us this year. We have a web-based platform called Oregon Connections, and what we do with that particular platform is we do virtual field trips and industry chats with local business and industry. And Wildlife Safari is often being highlighted. What are able to do is to these virtual field trips live, and the kids in the classroom can ask questions directly to a career expert about what their job is about. And again, we try to emphasize STEAM careers so that kids have a chance to really get to know what their menu is as they think about careers for their future. So that's the other thing that's happening this week is several virtual field trips to some of our local business and industries are happening, as well as events happening all across the state.
Now, for Oregon Connections, is that something that's ongoing and used at other times as well for some of these virtual industry chats?
Yes, we use it all year round. And so it's something that we work to build relationships with our local business and industry partners. And then we figure out on our calendar when it would be best to go out and do the virtual field trip and make a recording of it. So actually the kids can participate live, but then we also post the recording so that teachers can and kids can access it in the future if they're not able to be there at the time that was actually recorded. So in fact, Kyle, we would like you to be one of those. We need to have you do an Oregon Connections field trip so that kids get to know about the communications career. That's part of your life, and you're our expert that can help them understand what that's about.
That would be fun. Now, one of the other things I see here is something called Bright Futures Umpqua. Tell us about that.
Okay. So Bright Futures Umpqua is actually a part of our initiative that really focuses in on career development for our kids. And we've got a couple of different tools or strategies that we have in place. We partner with the Boys and Girls Club to do middle school clubs called Be Great by Eighth. And in those clubs, our middle school students get a chance to explore different careers, set individual goals, start creating some plans for their future. In the past, we would take them on live field trips and even try to get them onto UCC campus. But this year, we're doing things mostly in a virtual mode. And then those Be Great by Eighth clubs transition into what we call Brightworks clubs that are for the high school students. And again, very much a career-focused club where kids get to explore careers that they're interested in and then build projects around those careers. Right now we have a student that comes to mind that is very interested in a variety of health careers, and she's doing some explorations of what might be possible for her for her future. We've got kids who are interested in education careers, some technology careers, and the clubs are built around the student interest and what the student wants to be doing, not what we as adults have decided they should be doing. So very student-centered.
Got about a minute left. Tell us about the daily challenges for families.
Oh, okay. So we are posting on Facebook, our Facebook page, as well as on our website. Every day this week, there are challenges related to the day of the week. So yesterday being Monday, it was Make It Monday, and kids were challenged to find various different items around their house and build tube braces, if they could find some paper towel tubes and cardboard and some tape and create a pathway for marbles to roll down and get from beginning to end. Today, Tuesday, is Take Apart Tuesday. What we are encouraging kids to do and families to do is find an old appliance, make sure it's an old appliance, or maybe an old toy, and take it apart and start figuring out how it might work. Then there's always the good challenge of take it apart and then put it back together again. And then tomorrow is Wondering Wednesday. Thursday is Think About It Thursday. Friday is Field Trip Friday. And we've got Sounds of Saturday. And then we have Soaring Sunday that encourages the kids to make various types of paper airplanes.
Gwen Soderberg-Trace is the executive director of Douglas County Partners for Student Success. STEAM Week underway through Monday. Gwen, thanks for being on.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
1258 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.